This is Talking Business. I'm joined now by David Lennon, who is the CEO and founder of Your Welcome Finance. Hi, David. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Alan. Thank you.
Now, you started Your Welcome Finance with a partner. When did you do that?
Yeah, we started just over 12 months ago. So we've been going for about 14 months now.
And what's the what was the idea?
Well, I've been a finance broker for probably the past 14, 15 years, but specialising in the personal loan department. And I ran a very successful personal loan company, which I sold in February of 15. And I seen a gap in the market, I guess. There's many, many mortgage brokers out there and other brokers doing car loans and things like that, but nobody was doing it all. And I partnered up with a guy who was very successful in the mortgage market, and we have a niche finance company now specialising in personal loans and mortgages.
Right. So you teamed up with a mortgage broker and you've kind of basically created something, a business that does both home loans and personal loans.
Yeah. And the idea is that we're going to expand further. So I'm looking for to bring somebody in on who specialises in asset finance. So, you know, we want to specialise in car loans and asset finance as well. And as we meet the right people, we'll just keep expanding the company and specialising in different areas.
But you're not a broker? You're not a broker, are you? You're actually a lender.
No, we're an actual broker.
Right. So you're broking both. Okay. So you're broking, and so you're broking across the industry, or do you have special deals with particular banks?
No, we're broking across the industry. On the mortgage side, we're accredited with well over 30 lenders. And on the personal loan side, I think at this stage, we've got 10 or 11 lenders.
So how's it going? Have you decided 12 months in that it actually works to have personal loans and mortgages in the same?
Oh no, it's definitely working. Yeah, no, it's definitely working.
Are you finding you're selling multiple loans to the same people?
Not so much so, but obviously there's a definite market there for new people taking up mortgages that may need a personal loan as well. Somebody buying a new house, they may need to do some minor renovations and things like that. And a personal loan can be a very handy form of finance to do that. But generally speaking, the markets are different.
Yeah, right. And how are you finding the banks at the moment, especially with the Royal Commission going on?
Yeah, it's not been pretty, has it? But
are they slamming their wallets shut a bit?
They are. And that's where it's really affecting the broking market, I guess, is that there's a definite tightening up. I mean, there even was before the Royal Commission started, but we're definitely starting to see that. And that's one of my worries, I guess, going into the future is how constricted the banks are going to get as the Royal Commission goes on and afterwards.
Is there any other source of lending that's coming in to replace them? I'm particularly thinking of non-bank lenders. Are you in a position to broke their loans as well?
We absolutely are, and we do have some non-bank lenders. We've got some peer-to-peer lenders and some finance companies on board as well. But definitely on the mortgage side, it's still the four main banks are really your four.
Yeah, what about the customer-owned banks? I saw something the other day came out from them saying that they're starting to get a lot of inquiries because of the Royal Commission. Do you think that the customer-owned banks, building societies, credit unions, and I think there's a couple of actual banks that are customer-owned, do you think they're going to take some market share off the big banks?
I think they possibly will. It's just going to be interesting to see what the big banks do after this Royal Commission and if they change their behaviour a little bit. But if I was one of those lenders, I'd be definitely looking at this market now.
And what about overall I suppose the peer-to-peer lenders are mostly in business lending and personal loans. Are they making headway, do you think?
I think they're making some headway, certainly on the personal loan front.
They came out with a bit of a splash in a couple of years ago, but they seem to have gone quiet lately.
Look, they have a little bit. They can offer very good rates. It's my feeling as a broker, they're still missing the actual broking market. It doesn't really suit the broker model. If that makes any sense.
No, what do you mean? Aren't they? You mean they're not paying enough commission?
Basically, they're not even. They're not really in a situation where they actually can pay commission. So how they pay a broker would be in basically adding fees to the loan. for the client. So in effect, the client is paying. So it really doesn't work.
Right. So the clients jack up about that, I imagine.
I would imagine so. So you may be getting a good rate, but you're paying fairly excessive fees.
Yeah, I guess the problem, I mean, look, I'm not trying to make a sort of editorial statement here, but I guess with them, that means that the fees the clients are paying is transparent, whereas with the banks and so on, it's kind of buried in the loan.
And that's right. That's always been the great thing about the broking industry. It's totally transparent. All our fees, we have to disclose absolutely everything. Obviously, the banks don't.
That's right. They don't, which is part of what they're getting into trouble about, isn't it?
Absolutely. I guess what's happened, I guess a marketplace is being developed, hasn't it, with the broking system in the middle. You've got supply and demand, you've got supply with the banks, you've got demand with the clients. And to me, it's a much better way of doing business. Why would you just go to the bank and limit yourself to just one bank? You don't know whether you're getting the best rate, you don't know whether you're getting the best service. You'd go to a broker who's accredited with all the different lenders and let them choose for you.
It's interesting, though. I mean, it seems to me that the mortgage broking in particular, is a bit of a tide that washes in and out. Sometimes the banks are all in favour of it and they push more of their business through brokers, and sometimes they try to pull it all in-house. I mean, is that your sense of it as well? You've been in the game for a long time?
I think broking is about 60% of settlements in Australia last year. So, and if you think about it, it's a very cheap form of doing business for the banks.
Oh, is that right? It's cheaper than salaries, is it?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, you know, it's basically you've got the broker doing all the work for you. You don't really have to market it. It's a very cheap way of doing business for them.
So do you think it'll stay at 60%, go below that or higher than that?
I think it's going to increase.
Right. Well, that's a big statement. I mean, that's because 60% is quite high now, isn't it? Do you think it'll go towards something approaching 100%?
I hope so.
Of course you do.
I hope so. And I don't know whether it's going to be 100%, but I can definitely see it increasing over the years.
Yeah, right. And what do you think that's going to be like for clients?
I think it's better for clients. I think it's driven by competition. If you think about it, going through a broker, you know, you're getting choice. You're getting convenience. We're going to find the right loan for you.
Do you really get choice? Because I mean, my limited experience with brokers is that they tend to have deals with particular banks.
I wouldn't say so. The ones that we're going to use, if you think about it, the banks basically all pay the same. So you're not going to go to one particular bank because they pay more. You're going to go to the one that offers you the best service, that's the easiest process, and who's going to do the right thing by the client.
And what do you think is going to end up happening as a result of the Royal Commission? How do you think that this process that the banks are undergoing will change the industry?
Look, there's obviously going to be some sort of a purge at the end of it. There's obviously been things going on in the banking industry that need to stop.
I suppose it depends on what the Royal Commission ends up recommending, I guess.
Exactly right. And I think we're still probably a year out, so it's really hard to know at this stage.
What would you recommend if you were the Royal Commissioner, David? That's a question without notice for you.
It is a question without notice. I don't know. Stop it.
Fair enough. Well, look, we'll leave it there. It's been great talking to you. It's been a full 10 minutes. Thanks very much, David.
Thank you so much, Alan. I really appreciate it.
I've been talking to David Lennon, who's the founder and CEO of Your Welcome Finance.